evening, election night. It is November 6, 2018. Let's go over some of the results that's going in. Right now it's 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's see what's going on as of now. Live update. I'm looking at 79 seats out of 100 seats declared. And you have 44 seats with the Republicans, and Democrats 34 seats, and other party 1%. So it's 45% for the Republicans, 34% for the Democrats, and 1% for other party. That's in the Senate. Now we let's click on the House. The House, it is 139 seats out of 435 seats. Right now, Republicans 70, with that 16.1%. Democrats 69, that's 15.9%. And other party zero. So that's just a broad outlook. Let's dive into the individual. Let's see, 2018 election results, live results, coverage, exit polls. Let's look at this one here. So, election day 2018, Joe Manchin projected to keep Senate seat in West Virginia. Polls are closing. Texas exit polls results. Voters in Texas are relatively split about what they think that's most important, that's most important problem facing the country, according to exit polls. More than one-third of voters believe that healthcare is the most important problem, and among them, more than two-thirds voted for Democratic Beto O'Rourke. Okay, I don't know if I should be reading this stuff from CBS. They're not exactly fair and balanced. Let's find another source, please. New York Times? No, you're getting worse. CNN? No, fake news. Politico? I don't think so. That's just, come on, just give me something. It's so hard to find just down the middle. Just give BBC, come on. Now we gotta go outside of the country. Let's try this. Let's see. Da-da-da. Okay, midterm elections, HQ. Let's see what we have here. Okay, so far. Okay, this is in depth. Let's go with this. So, this is called the probability meter. I don't know that I like a probability meter. So the probability meter says control of the Senate 67%, and the meter is on red. Oh, there goes my. Okay, there's a whole bunch of breaking news. Democrat projected to take the House, dealing a major setback to President Trump legislative agenda. So Republican Mike Brennan projected to defeat the incumbent Democrat Joe Donnelly. What else we got here? So this isn't looking good. The Democrats have control of the House. This is not good. But you know what it is? The House was not doing what we wanted them to do, and so the people have spoken. And I don't know why they would think a Democrat House will help the agenda, though. That's kind of stupid to me. But the Democrats Right now, Senate race, you got 40 and 47 for Republicans. The House race, let's click on that, is 77 Democrats, 74 Republicans. Gubernatorial race, you got 13 Democrats, 19 Republicans. So, okay, let's stick with the hot. Let's start with the Senate for now. And let's see exactly what's going on. So right now, Arizona, there's no results as yet. Florida, you have 93% in. Scott has 50.48. And Nelson has 49.52. Indiana, Braham, looks like he is 64% in, but Braham, he has most of the vote. He has 53.73% of the vote. Donnelly only have 42, so Braham is a projected winner there. It says a gain. Okay, Minnesota is only 10% in. Okay, all these are too soon to call. Too soon to call. A lot of these are too soon to call. I can't call any of these. So that was the Senate. Let's go to the House. Okay, now it's tied again. Okay, so when now it's 78% Democrats, 78 Republicans, so it's a tie. So this is neck and neck. So you got all these polls are closing, but they don't. 90% in Florida for the House, and what's his name? McCarthy. It has 50% of the vote. 50.75%, and Curbelo, who is the Republican, he's only got 49.25, and 90% of the votes are in, so it could still go the other way. I don't know yet. In Florida, Shalala is a project is again the projected winner. Who is Shalala? Why does that name not ring a bell? Shalala, I don't know who that is. I'm guessing that's a Democrat. That's what I'm guessing. That's the Democrat. So that's a gain for the Democrats there. The other ones are not in yet. And gubernatorial race, we got 13 Dems, 19 Republicans. So that's hasn't changed from when I last said it. We'll talk about some other stuff till about 10 o'clock and see where it is. But right now, as far as controlling the house is controlling is the dial is moving. Controlling the House is still Democrats, 82% is saying here, and 68% controlling the Senate is the Republicans. So let's just minimize that and find some news to talk about. Let's see, looking at my email, because the email you'll find a lot of stuff in there. Okay, Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck to t talk on Newsmax. Don't care at all. Not even a little bit. I'm not gonna tune into that. I'm gonna tune out of that, actually. Let's see. V video poll off poll officials allow tons of illegals to vote. Let's read this. Let's see what's going on here. This is In its latest uncover video series on the midterms election, Project Veritas found election officials in Texas affirming non-citizens can vote and admitting tons already had done so earlier. Wow. The video released Tuesday shows a Project Veritas journalist asking an election official if her illegal immigrant boyfriend can vote as long as he is registered to vote and has driver's license. Yeah, okay, she says. If he has ID, that's all he needs. He's registered. Wow. So, there you go on that. That's horrible. It's not good at all. What else we got? Let's see. Breaking Hillary violent meltdown caught on camera. I'm not going to read this. Live poll results. We already did some of those. I'm waiting until 10 o'clock to get back into that. Senator Cruz slams this crazy star. John Stewart is not happy. Find out more. Okay, let's find out more. Senator Ted Cruz slams Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey has used his time lately to make paintings attacking GOP politicians. His latest one featured Cruz, and Cruz took the opportunity to have some fun with the comedian. According to Fox News, liberal Hollywood actor Jim Carrey and GOP Texas Senator Ted Cruz engaged in a contentious back and forth on Twitter Monday, just hours before voters in the state head to the polls station. Okay. Go Beto, go Democrats, vote like there's no tomorrow, the Ace Ventura star tweeted Monday. Let's make this Tuesday like the end of every great vampire movie. Pull back the curtains and let the sunshine turn all those bloodsuckers to dust. The tweet accompanied the actors arch showing O'Rourke opening a window curtain as Cruz fled from sunlight. Hollywood liberals all in for Beto. Cruz soon tweeted in response, but self-described socialist Jim Carrey made a mistake here. Vampires are dead, and everyone knows the dead vote Democrat. That's true. Go Beto, go Democrats, vote like there's no tomorrow. Okay. Kerry responded back by slamming Cruz for becoming friendly with President Trump despite all the bad things Trump said about his family. Okay. What else do we have here? Breitbart News Roundup Election 2018. Let's see if there's any good roundups. Live update, presidential turnout, big delays in New York and Georgia. Biden, Trump will question the legitimate vote if Dems win. Top trend in Google search is Donde Votar. I don't know what that means. Arizona's polling station foreclosed overnight. Why? Let's look at that. What is going on here? Landlord shuts down Arizona polling station over foreclosed dispute. Are you kidding me? A landlord has shut down the polling station in Arizona, Maricopa County, on Monday evening over a foreclosure dispute, according to state officials. So I guess in Arizona, that voting is going to be delayed. That's crazy. Unreal. Notice of reentry and landlord's lien. Oh my. This is very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Indeedy doody. Celebrity hot takes galore. Your vote, a matter of life and death. Actress Jennifer Esposito break down in tears after voting. Why does she break down in tears? What is wrong with her? Let's see. Former Law and Order actress Jennifer Esposito posted a tearful video telling fans how grateful she was to be able to vote on election day. I voted and brought tears to my eyes. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say who she voted for. I'm just assuming that she's liberal. I'm assuming. I don't know, but I'm assuming. All right. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Machines changing votes. Here we go again. This has happened before. When remember when it changed it when you voted for Trump, put it for Hillary? They did that happen before. Let's see here. Reported from new Black Panthers with guns to machines that change votes. In the run-up to the election day, there were fears of armed new Black Panthers voting machines that changed votes, a polling station that was closed through a foreclosure, and social media messages from foreign influences. But whether any of the election results Tuesday are impacted by voter fraud or other undue influences remains to be seen. USA Today reported federal officials, including DHS, DHS Secretary, Attorney Generals Jeff Sessions, and others said the American public can defeat attempts to influence election results by remaining informed and being vigilant consumers of information. Poll watchers were on duty nationwide, and thousands of volunteers were observing the process to watch for including situations, blah blah blah. Okay, it's not quite 10 o'clock yet, but let's check back in and see if anything has changed. Right now, not really. It's 69% for Republicans controlling the Senate and 83% that the Democrats are going to control the House. And if I click on Senate, we have 40 Democrats, 47 Republicans. House is going to be 87 Democrats, 89 Republicans, and gubernatorial 13, 19. So that hasn't changed at all. All right, so let's see what else is going on here. Not much news here. Let's see if I can find anything else going on here in the election. Election. Da, 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 da. Midterm election polls. 2018. Just for the heck of it, let me see what the New York Times says. Live U.S. Senate election results, 36 for Democrats, 45 for Republicans, gained one seat. Maybe they're telling the truth on this one. It's a shocker. For the House, you got 81 Democrats. They gained, it's three. 82 for Democrats, gained three. 89 for Republicans, lost three. So, let's see what else we got. State results. Let's look on state results. State results. Okay. So, state results we have. Florida. Looks like Virginia. Those are both margin for Democrats. I don't understand this map here. What is this? And their chances of House majority for Democrats is even greater than Fox, 95%. And right now, you could see that the Dems, 232 seats, Republicans 203 seats. So I don't know. This was projected though. I mean, this was predicted. If you listen to Politics Weekly, and Nolan clearly said that he thought that the House was going to go to Dems, and it's so far it looks like it's happening, but we'll have to see in the morning if any big changes, and I will let you know in the morning what's going on. I will let you know tomorrow morning what is going on. And this has been your election results. Right now it's 9:53. We'll keep going until 10 o'clock and read them. And let you know tomorrow morning what's going on. I think that's fair. Don't you?
No, I do not. I don't care about you. There's a million things that I'd rather do. I don't give a.
So we got in the house. Let's just wait until 10 o'clock and read them. I'm not going to read them now. Let's see. Targeted for vandalism. Administration doesn't care.
There's
nothing more refreshing than George Killian's Irish Red beer. It is so refreshing. It really is. So in 5 more minutes, I'll read what we have so far. Sign off. Feed my shuggies, because they're going to wake up soon. And then I will broadcast the winners in the morning. It'll be a very short broadcast. It'll just read where we are in the morning. And that will be it for Hump Day. That will be it, my friends. That will be it for Hump Day. Eric Trump hits Obama's personal problems. What's this? Eric Trump says Obama has personal problems with my father.
Luke, you are not the father.
You are the father. President Donald Trump's son, Eric Tuesday, accused former Barack Hussein Obama of having a personal problem with his father and is taking credit for many of his accomplishments as a result. In addition, during the interview on Fox and Friends, Trump accused Obama and Democrats of campaigning on style, not substance. They always do. They can't talk about things with meaning. Okay. Three more minutes. Yes, I have lots of stuff to talk about as far as my vacation went, but today is not the day. Tomorrow is not the day. Probably once we get all this election stuff out of the way, then I will resume normal transmission. Now let's see what's going on here. Anything good in the neighborhood? Anything good in the neighborhood? In the hood, in the hood, in the neighborhood. In the neighborhood. Here's a tip. Here's something you might not have known. Mr. Rogers, the sweaters he used to wear, his mom knitted all of them. Or was it his grandmother? His mother or grandmother knitted all of them by herself. That's quite a lot of jackets, won't you say? Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street? I think I got the wrong song today. Yeah, I'm feeling groovy, man. Groovy. Are you feeling groovy? Do you make me Randy? I never understood what they mean. What? Who's Randy? Okay. Come on. What is going on with this thing? I know I did it right. Let's try this again. Try one more time. Let's see if this works. Okay. You are playing games with me. Okay, so, I don't really want to talk about anything outside of politics now. But there's so much I want to talk about, but I won't talk about it. Not yet. Take it easy. I'm not going to talk about it right now. No, I will not. 9:59. All right, I hear you. All right, my girls are almost about to wake up. Okay, let's just read what we have so far. Okay. Senate race, 40 Dems, 47 Republicans plus one. House, 90 Dems, 99 Republicans. Gubernatorial, still 13-19. So we'll leave it here for tonight and give a quick update in the morning.
Howdy, Space Rangers. I'm Dan Joseph. Today I'm going to tell some jokes, but all these jokes are going to be about liberals and Democrats. And go. Nixon, Clinton, and Obama die and go to heaven. God is in a chair judging them. Nixon says, "I'm sorry I lied." Clinton says, "I'm sorry I cheated on my wife." Obama says, "Hey, get out of my chair. Valerie Jarrett walks up to Obama. Mr. President, the nation is under attack and the stock market is collapsing. Obama looks at her and says,
damn it, Valerie. I told you to stop interrupting me when I'm putting.
How many Democrats does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to assure the public that everything possible is being done while the other screws it into a water faucet. A doctor, President Obama, a priest, and a Boy Scout are on a plane and the plane is crashing, but there are only three parachutes left. The doctor grabs one and says, I am a doctor. I save lives, so I deserve to live, and jumps out. Then Obama says,
I'm the president, and I'm the smartest man in the world, so I deserve to live.
And he jumps out. Now the priest looks at the Boy Scout and says, my son, I've lived a long life, and you have your whole life ahead of you, so you take the parachute. The Boy Scout hands the parachute back to the priest and says, no worries, father, the smartest man in the world just took off with my backpack. Why don't they let members of Occupy Wall Street swim in the ocean? Because they can't get the smell out of the tuna. A man died and went to heaven. As he stood in front of St. Peter at the pearly gates, he saw a huge wall of clocks behind him. The man asked, what are all those clocks? St. Peter answered, those are lie clocks. Everyone on earth has a lie clock. Every time you lie, the hands of your clock will move.
Oh,
said the man. Well, whose clock is that? Well, that's the Pope's clock. The hands have never moved, indicating that he never told a lie.
Incredible. What about that one?
That's Abraham Lincoln's clock. The hands have moved twice, telling us that Abe only told two lies in his entire life.
Wow. So where's Obama's clock?
His clock is in Jesus' office. He's using it as a ceiling fan. John Kerry walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long face? So Obama walks into a bank and says to the teller,
good morning. Could you cash this check for me?
The teller says, my pleasure, sir. Could you please show me your ID? Obama says,
oh, sorry. I didn't think I needed to bring it with me. After all, I am the president.
The teller tells him, yes, sir, I know who you are, but with all the government regulations, I need that ID. But look, this is what we can do. One day, Tiger Woods came into this bank without ID. To prove he was Tiger Woods, he pulled out his putting iron and made a beautiful shot across the bank lobby into a cup. With that shot, we knew him to be Tiger Woods, and we cashed his check. So what can you do to prove that it's you and only you? Obama stands there thinking and thinking and finally says,
honestly, nothing comes to mind. I can't think of a single thing I can do.
The teller turns to him and says, great! Will that be large or small bills, Mr. President? How do you know your health insurance has been switched to Obamacare? Your new doctor treats your erectile dysfunction by giving you a popsicle stick and a roll of duct tape. Why does Bill Clinton wear boxers? To keep his ankles warm. Duh.
During his presidency, one of Bill Clinton's aides came up to him and said,
there's someone on the phone who wants to know what you plan on doing about the abortion bill, Mr. President.
Bill Clinton said,
oh, another one? I'll just go ahead and pay it.
During the Obamacare debate, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was asked if he felt he had the votes to pass the Senate's proposed health care reform bill. Reid replied, like my friend Ted Kennedy would have said, we'll drive off that bridge when we come to it. Harry Reid dies and gets sent to hell. He's really surprised when the devil opens the door to a beautiful pink room with Kate Upton inside.
Then the devil says, Kate Upton, this is your eternal punishment.
Little David was in his fifth grade class when the teacher asked the children what their fathers did for a living. All the typical answers came up. Fireman, policeman, salesman, doctor, lawyer, you know. David was being really quiet, though, so the teacher asked him about his father. David said, my father's an exotic dancer in a gay cabaret and takes off all his clothes in front of other men. Sometimes, if the offer's really good, he'll go out to the alley with some guy and make love with him for money. Now, this obviously concerned the teacher a little bit. Later in the day, she took little David aside to ask him, is that really true about your father? David says, no, he works for the Obama administration, but I was too embarrassed to say that in front of the other kids. Hillary Clinton goes to a primary school to talk to the students about the world. After she's done with her speech, she says, okay, now you can ask some questions.
One little boy put up his hand and Hillary said,
okay, what's your name?
My name is Kenneth.
Hillary says, okay, Kenneth, what's your question?
I have three questions. First, were you really broke when you left the White House? Second, what did you accomplish as Secretary of State? And third, what really happened at Benghazi? Just then, the bell rings for recess and all the kids run out of the room.
After recess, Hillary comes back into the classroom and says, okay, where were we? Oh, right, question time. Who else has a question?
Different little boy puts his hand up.
And what's your name?
My name's Larry.
And what's your question, Larry?
I have two questions. Why did the recess bell go off 20 minutes early?
And what happened to Kenneth?
There's a huge emergency somewhere in the country, and President Obama immediately gets an Air Force One and flies to the scene to see things firsthand.
I'm just kidding. He goes to a fundraiser. What would it take for President Obama to miss a fundraiser?
A bigger fundraiser.
The U.S. Postal Service has issued a recall of a stamp they created with a picture of Hillary Clinton on it to honor her achievements while serving as the First Lady of our country. A problem was discovered when people started telling the Postal Service that the stamp was just not sticking to envelopes. A special Postal Service investigation team was formed, and after several months and many millions of dollars spent, they made the following findings. First, they found that the stamp was manufactured properly. Second, there was nothing wrong with the adhesive. Finally, they concluded that people were just spitting on the wrong side of the stamp. I'm Dan Joseph.